Hey, have you heard that in order to stand comfortably on stage or in front of any group of people, you need to adopt a power pose?
Have you heard that?
Is that true, Darren?
Well,
no, it's bollocks. Why? Because you are then in conflict with yourself, and as an audience member, we don't like it. I was told by an acting teacher many years ago, if your bum looks tight on stage, then your audience's bum looks tight in their seat. And what they meant by that is this inner conflict. You might be standing in this power pose, feeling very confident, but what's really going on, if we can hear your breath and in your voice that you are shitting yourself, we know you're lying to us, and you know you're lying to yourself. So what can we do, Darren? Well, the answer to that is actually much simpler than you think. And there is something in power poses. The idea of being open, your shoulders back, comes from the animal kingdom. If you are able and comfortable enough to show your guts, to show your vital organs, to show your genitalia, to open up your arms where your veins are and keep your neck open and free, this not only looks powerful to others, but it comes from a place of confidence, inner confidence, that you can show others you don't give a fuck. You are there and you don't care what anyone says or thinks about you.
What are you doing here? You're not mine.
Who put that there? Woo! So there is science behind it, only it's not just you holding yourself there. If you are holding yourself there, you're shitting yourself, you're still in this power pose, it does nothing for you. It might look more powerful, but again, if your voice is shaking and you're going bright red in the face, standing in that power pose just makes you look like a Teletubby. I don't know why I said that. Maybe He-Man. I don't know why I said that. Just makes you look stupid. So this conflict, this pulling to and fro, that's what creates all stories. Unfortunately, if you have that story being told, it's that the person speaking to me or in front of me on stage right now is uncomfortable, right? You're fighting yourself. So what you need to do is work on your body, your daily ergonomics, the relaxation you have, the length in your body, strengthen your back, release the tension in your front, get your head, neck and shoulders to be free. Before you go to bed at night, stretch your legs out, especially the front, right? Because that's going to help release some of the muscles in your lower back and glutes that help support the posture and help bring you back to the way your body was aligned. Now, I'm not a physical therapist, not a chiropractor, and not an osteopath. However, I can tell you this, by standing more upright, by feeling naturally in your body like you are more aligned and your posture is as it should be, your voice works better, but also your self-confidence comes. Because you're not holding that position. That position is who you are. We shut ourselves down through life. These are bad habits that we've learned. We're working like this on our computers daily, 10 hours a day, and then we're reading books, we're watching TV, we're sitting back, we're not doing enough exercise in the right kind of area. So if we go to the gym, we've still got bad posture as we're working those muscles. Work the posture and the alignment of your body first, and then everything else falls into place, including your voice, including your self-confidence. So then you don't have to adopt a power pose. You will naturally be standing open and free. And just to help you out, I created this video here in order to give you something to work on every day to better your relaxation and posture. So when you go out to speak, you are ready.